Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Ryan LaRoque with Cementech about their job fair on Saturday. Cementech is holding a career fair coming up this weekend. Tell us a little bit about this weekend's event for those who might want to find a job in that related field.
Yeah, so we're doing a career fair this Saturday from 8 to noon. We'll have folks here available to fill out applications, or you can drop your resume off to them. We'll also be available for tours of the facility and a couple of supervisors here to discuss specific jobs with the candidates.
Well, tell us, before we get into kind of what jobs and what type of people this career fair is looking for, tell us a little bit about setting it up and why you thought it would be a good idea to have for Cementech and what you want residents to know kind of about that process.
Well, I think the biggest thing is, you know, right now it's a pretty tight market, so we're trying to basically do anything we can to get eyes on our production openings and Cementech in general. You know, being in a smaller community, we'd like to keep as many people in that smaller community employed in a local field, a local business. So we're given the opportunity, you know, we're just kind of using this as an opportunity for people to come in and see what we do and learn more about us.
Well, I'm assuming there are, you know, kind of multiple things involved in that. Talk a little bit about what you're looking for at this career fair, and if someone's looking for a job, what kind of expectations they should have going in.
Sure. So we're looking for some production folks for our second shift. We're just starting a second shift, so we need to get it staffed up and get it moving. We're looking for welders. We're looking for people who can run laser tables, press brakes, folks that can help out in the paint department. We'll need some material handlers and some help in the electrical shop. If you've got any kind of experience at all doing any of those things, we'd definitely love to talk to folks. We're usually looking for a minimum of 6 months to a year work experience doing that, although we also know that some of those things can be learned outside of the work environment, maybe at home, helping out on a farm, things of that nature.
Well, from someone going in, maybe if they didn't know anything about Cementech, I guess, what would be kind of your sales pitch about working there and some of the things that they might get to do?
Sure. So you would be building we are the world leader in volumetric concrete mixers. You'd be getting to work on those, being built from the ground up. We're also 100% employee owned. We're an ESOP company, so there is, you know, all of our employees kind of have a hand in the profits of the company, and that gets returned to them in a way upon retirement.
All right. Well, if someone maybe wasn't able to come to this career fair on Saturday, I guess, how should they find out some more information? And I guess, what would you, or where would you point them to if they wanted to maybe apply in that way?
Absolutely. So they can check out our openings at cementech.com. They can also watch some videos on there, as well as testimonials, to kind of see the facility and hear from current employees about what it's like working here.
All right. And then one final time, details about the career fair this Saturday, what you want people to know and what type of jobs that you're looking for to fill.
The career fair is this Saturday, 8 a.m. to noon. We're looking for welders, electrical shop help, folks who are on laser tables, a press brake operator, and as I mentioned, we're starting a second shift, so we're really looking for folks that are not just looking for first shift, but second shift as well.
Thanks to Ryan LaRoque for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts, and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.